This week, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed 11 pieces of legislation into law addressing some of the heroin, opioid, and prescription drug abuse problems occurring across the state. Provisions include improved treatment options, strengthened penalties, and additional tools for law enforcement to deal with distribution of illegal drugs and easing barriers for using the overdose antidote naloxone and public awareness campaign funding. Law enforcement, political, and health officials gathered at the Mountain Lake PBS studios for a panel discussion on the new face of heroin. Most participants agree that New York's new laws will help, but are not a panacea for the burgeoning illegal drug problems. Village of Malone Police Chief Chris Primo has found that with the success of iStop, enacted in 2012 to combat prescription drug abuse, many prescription drug addicts are turning to opioids like heroin. Primo feels the Good Samaritan provision in the newly signed legislation could help.
The Good Samaritan law is basically if someone's at a party and their friend overdoses and they're scared to call the police because they're going to get arrested, that they won't be charged with the drug paraphernalia that's there. The last 2 years, the heroin has been really prevalent, and we never saw it before that. It's overwhelming.
Franklin County District Attorney Derek Champagne saw the opiate challenge transition as prescription drugs became less available and heroin became a cheaper alternative.
It just hit like a ton of bricks when they finally truly crimped down on the prescription opiates.
Champlain Valley Family Center Executive Director Connie Willey says they have seen a rapid increase in the number of people coming into the clinic with a diagnosable opiate disorder.
Historically, we used to see alcohol and cannabis and some cocaine. Right now, during the first quarter of 2014, 50% of the folks coming into our agency that are admitted for services have an opiate disorder. That's unheard of in our history.
Willie has found that people are turning to heroin for a number of reasons.
The iStop has made a big difference because some of the doctor shopping that was going on previously has stopped, but the dependency hasn't stopped. And therefore, it's the heroin epidemic that we are now faced with.
Earlier in the day, New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services Executive Deputy Commissioner Mike Green held 3 training sessions in Plattsburgh for law enforcement officers from 11 agencies in the use of naloxone, also known as Narcan. The medication reverses the effects of heroin and opioid overdoses.
This naloxone we've been talking about is just one prong of the approach. In the legislation that was just passed, for example, there's a requirement that in every one of the naloxone kits there be information provided about options in terms of treatment. Part of the legislation that was just passed focused on making treatment more accessible and dealing with insurance issues. The naloxone is just one small piece of a much larger puzzle.
Franklin County DA Derek Champagne is optimistic that the laws the governor signed will help, saying it's a huge first step.
The key is not necessarily the bills, but the community. I mean, just getting the community involved and the parents talking to their children and letting the children know this is just a horrific, terrible substance that if you use it could forever send you down a path you don't want to go.
The forum on the new face of heroin will begin airing on Mountain Lake PBS Friday evening and will be available on the station's website. A link is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.